6, 8.
CSO negotiate. CSO negotiate.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Picket lines went up this morning at several offices of Clinical and Support Options, one of the region's leading providers of emergency mental health interventions, violence prevention, substance abuse treatment, and other services to thousands of children and families. The strike by frontline clinicians and crisis workers, who are represented by Service Employees International Union Local 509, is scheduled to last 3 days, according to union spokesman Jason Stefani.
The idea is to send a very clear message to management here that they need to respect and value mental health services without disrupting client care for a significant period of time.
The union, which represents 350 employees at CSO, has been bargaining for a new contract since last fall. A federal mediator met with the two sides as recently as Tuesday night. About 75 workers and their supporters rallied Wednesday morning outside the Northampton building where CSO has its administrative offices. Similar rallies were scheduled over the course of the strike at CSO clinics in Springfield, Greenfield, Athol, and Pittsfield. CSO said 75% of its workers make at least $15 per hour, and clinicians are paid between $34 and $36 per hour. But the union counters that because a majority of the staff is paid on a fee-for-services basis, the pay does not reflect actual time spent with patients or the hours required to fill out paperwork. Stephanie Agnew, a Northampton-based outpatient clinician who is a member of the union bargaining team, said along with higher wages in a new contract, they want a better retirement plan, higher mileage reimbursements, and a change in productivity demands.
I carry a caseload of 24 clients, and that I'm a half-time clinician. So if I were to be expected to maintain a full-time caseload, it would be about twice that. And that is, we just don't have the energy to maintain that for the amount of input and care that we provide for our clients.
CSO clinics remain open. The waiting room, one floor down from the administrative offices in Northampton, was empty at 10 a.m. Wednesday. CSO President and CEO Karen Jeffers said clinicians, knowing the strike was coming, apparently rescheduled appointments. Jeffers said no replacements have been hired, but there is staff on call to respond to emergencies.
We're most concerned about covering for our clients and making sure they have the services accessible to them that they need. But I think we're going to have to take this day by day and really see what the overall and impact is.
Jeffers said over 90% of CSO's $25 million annual budget is funded from Medicaid and various state contracts.
What I would ask the public to do, though, is, you know, rather than making this a fight between management and union, is advocate with your legislators. Make sure that the rates and the funding for mental health services is adequate so that we can continue to support workers as they deserve to be.
On the picket line, strikers passed out leaflets urging people to call Jeffers to urge her to, quote, come to a fair agreement. The union also distributed a letter of support for the frontline clinicians from 8 Western Massachusetts physicians. Reporting from Northampton, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.